software developer or a tech enthusiast? Well, you're in luck. Today, we chat to Tsitsi Stole from Follow Zimbabwe, and she explains and tells us more about her organization. Tsitsi, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Please tell us, what is and who is Follow?
Okay, so Forloop, it's basically a community built up of software developers from differing various levels and tech enthusiasts, like you said. We basically just come together, we have meetups, we exchange skills, we exchange ideas, and we basically sharpen each other, you know, each other.
How does one become a member of Forloop?
Okay, so to become a member of Forloop, basically, you just attend our meetups, or you can engage with us wherever you are in the world, because we do have a strong digital presence. So as a community, basically just engaging with us, that's all you have to do.
And today, you're launching the Bulawayo chapter. How has that been going so far?
Okay, so originally, Forloop Zimbabwe had a launch in Harare earlier this year in March. That was successful, and we've decided to expand and launch in other cities as well.
Okay. So how has been the response been like today?
Today the response has been very nice. We've had different kind of technical and non-technical people showing up, as well as people from various sectors that are also in the technology industry, such as, you know, people that are in legal industries, and the interest is pretty high, as well as online.
Okay. You say the interesting has been overwhelming, but we've seen a few ladies in the room. You're a lady. How can we bring more women into such spaces, in your view?
Okay. Well, the ladies are generally underrepresented today, and I think it's not necessarily a reflection that there are less women in tech. There are a lot of women in tech. I just think maybe they need better representation and more women, you know, coming up forward in order to inspire and encourage the already existing women to be more forthcoming.
We have seen from everywhere that Zimbabweans and a lot of people in the city have these brilliant ideas. What is holding us back from, let's say, Bulawayo being one of the tech hubs in Africa?
Okay. Well, generally, I think a lot of the youth do have the skills that are needed. That's how I feel, in order to, you know, be a really bubbling kind of tech hub. I think we just need more proactiveness and more insight as to which problems can be solved by technology and how to solve them, you know. And I think we just need more encouragement to really go out there, not just theoretically, but really find some practical things that we can do.
And we've noticed, like, the next generation, Zimbabwe is a young population, and the youth are going to be owning the spaces in the next 15 or 30 years from now. What are some of the advantages which the youth are not taking care of or holding opportunities at the moment?
Okay. Well, I think with the way the world is going currently, we have a lot of opportunities that are there that can be brought up. And I think we can take advantage of the fact that we need more automated systems in order to make things more, you know, make things flow a lot better, especially in industry. Like, we could take advantage of that need for technology and technological development to increase yield and to make productivity, you know, more effective.
So, I become a member of Forloop. What do I gain? What are the advantages of me being a member of Forloop?
Okay, I can say off the top of my head, skills development. You never stop learning, really. And one of the major advantages of meeting up with other fellow developers is that you pick up one or two things every time, and you can constantly improve on your hustle.
Okay. You're a co-working space, a co-creation place. Where do we find you physically?
Okay, physically, we are currently collaborating with the Tech Village. So, Net1 building, second floor, Leopold Takawira and 5th Street.
You say an interesting word, collaboration. I have seen that most tech startups or tech hubs are more into collaborations. What are the advantages of collaborating, like, unlike me staying in my own silo, as they say?
The advantage is that you can actually partner with different sectors and businesses, existing companies that actually need your skills. And, you know, for personal development as well, it's good to network. It's good to really put yourself out there sometimes. So sometimes when you work alone, you might not really realize certain opportunities that may be out there, or you might not be in a position that can actually allow you to align yourself to be able to get better employment or other opportunities. But when you team up and network with other people, then, you know.
Okay. Brings me to the next question. I've heard a lot of people complain that when you go work in a co-working space, people are worried about their privacy, they're worried about their security online, they feel that people spoof or hack their stuff. In this regard, when it comes to privacy online, what are the trends?
Okay, with regards to trends, I can give advice in terms of privacy and security. As you know, a good measure, it's always good to know what, how to protect oneself when being online, the basic security measures. It's good to know the custodian of your information if you are registered on a certain platform.
As we're on the fourth industrial revolution right now, what role can the government play in ensuring that we as Zimbabweans are ready for the fourth industrial revolution?
Okay. Well, I think the government can be a lot more involved in basically involving the youth, especially, who have the technological skills that are needed. I think there is a need for really putting in place some firm policies and really defining what technology can do for us as a nation. And I think some firm policies need to be put in place. And I think also definition and passing of ethics laws, cyber ethics laws, as well as cyber crime laws.
Interesting, you talk about cyber crime laws and ethics laws. Currently, there's a conversation around that in the cyber crime bill it's interesting you talk about ethics and the cyber crimes. The cybercrime bill is being pushed in parliament right now to be made into law. As more and more people are going into these online spaces, how can us as Zimbabweans or anyone in general enjoy the use of technology, but at the same time stay private and safe online?
Okay. Well, I can say there's an existing trade-off between privacy and security, but as long as people understand and know that there are basic security measures that each and every person who has any kind of digital footprint or online presence, they should follow. And as long as they follow that, then it's beneficial. As well as technology adoption, I think is important for users of all ages, all backgrounds. More and more people need to actually be aware and educated about, you know, what they're really doing online.
I'll bring you back to Bulawayo now.
Okay.
Bulawayo is an industrial hub, or was an industrial hub. Most of the industries have kind of like wilted down or died down. Mm-hmm. What can technology play in trying to revive the city to make it again, maybe a tech hub or in whatever?
Okay. Personally, I feel one sector that is underutilized in Zimbabwe as a whole, especially Bulawayo, is critical infrastructure. I think that is one area that can really benefit from, you know, the use of more automated systems. As long as the infrastructure is there and running and maintained, then I think that's one area that we can really tap into and can be beneficial for us.
Okay. And lastly, where do you see 4Loop Zimbabwe in, let's say, 3 or 5 years from now?
Okay. 3 to 5 years from now, I think 4Loop Zimbabwe will be having a much greater presence and being more involved in, you know, creation of new policies and things like that. And of course, a much larger community that involves, you know, different sectors, different businesses, so that people collaborate, keep collaborating, and keep developing.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Tizzy.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Join us in the next segment when we talk to Mike and he tells us more about 4Loop. See you in a bit.
What can SITE do for you? The Center for Innovation and Technology offers a business opportunity to engage directly with your market online. We also offer media training workshops, live streaming, documentary production, and events management. For more information, visit our website and social media platforms. Don't forget to like, comment, and share. With SITE, you'll never miss a thing.
Welcome back to the Tech Garage. I'm your host, Sean. I sit down with Michael Dera, one of the leads for 4Loop Zimbabwe, the Bulaya chapter. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So, we've been chatting to Titi, and she's been telling us a bit about 4Loop. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, what is the vision for 4Loop for, like, opening the space in Bulaya?
Okay, so really when 4Loop was started itself, it's to increase collaboration between African software developers. There's been a lot of speculation about the African software developer community. Just a few months ago, you had the first African startup, for example, it had its IPO in the United States. And the CEO went live on television and said that there were no developers in Southern Africa. During the same week, there was, during the same period, we had Microsoft coming to Africa launching two development centers in Kenya, Nairobi, and then in South Africa, they also opened two data centers. So there's a lot of confusion around the tech and developer scene in Africa and technology as a whole. So the idea is to bring collaboration between African software developer and to create a nicer perception of software in Africa in general.
And when you talk about the startup that launched, I hope you're talking about Jumia.
Yes, it is Jumia, yes.
It's created a lot of chatter online. And
yes.
That's a story for another day.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Today, 4Loop is launching in Bulawayo.
Yes.
What is the vision and thinking about this launch? Why Bulawayo?
Well, in many ways, our community has sort of like been fragmented. Software developers do not really know each other well in Bulawayo. So our theme today was share, collaborate, and working together. So the idea is to get people to get to know each other and eventually build amazing things. So there are a lot of opportunities there for people to get together and work together.
What are the prerequisites for one to join 4Loop? Do I need to be a coder or do I need to know tech?
Not really. So 4Loop itself is for both software development and software enthusiasts. So our talks are actually, they cater for all skill levels, from beginners, people who are just interested in code, all the way to people who are technical. So anyone really who's interested in software development.
We have seen, we've been around for a while, and we've seen a few ladies in the room. Why do there seem to be less ladies interested in these tech spaces? What can be done to bring more women into these spaces?
Well, so the thing is, there are a couple of issues that need to be taken care of. You need to create an environment that's conducive for people to come and join 4Loop. For example, there's balance. If the room is full of male people, like, it'll be hard for a lady to come into the room. So you should be able to be accommodative and invite ladies to come through and be able to participate. As well as having leads who are female, that allows for, if there are issues that you're not looking at that are affecting women, you also have leads who can address that. So that's why when it comes to planning, as much as possible, we try to make sure that every end is catered for.
It's not an issue for 4Loop. We've seen this everywhere, that
women seem to be less and less and less. So it's not like a banter for you guys. It seems like it's a whole issue that needs to be, you know, sorted out.
True.
Great. So there are so many people with great ideas. You're a software developer yourself, right?
Yes.
How can tech help, like a city of Bulawayo, be maybe become a tech hub?
Okay. So the whole basis of software is that it makes things that we're doing a lot faster. So lately we've seen a lot of queues in the city, be it queues for banks, be it queues to pay rates. They're just a lot of queues. So those are some of the problems that tech can solve. The idea behind tech, when computing started, it was to do calculations faster. So those processes that are repetitive and can be done easily, it's easy to implement some software that can solve those problems and reduce queues, make processes more efficient or more transparent. Things like looking for information, you should be able to simply just go online and get information about the city, reporting roadblocks, reporting faults. Those are simple problems that can be implemented with relative ease. And I think those are quick win areas when it comes to technology.
And just to add on, software is not always the magic bullet. It just helps.
Yes.
What already is there. Just
exactly.
Fast. Because most people have this misconception that software is the answer to everything, but all the other processes always still remain. It's
yes.
Just that little 10% that helps things move. You talk about the city, like you get like records from the city and stuff. How has it been like working with maybe authorities in this case? Have they been forthcoming or is a lot of bureaucracy involved? Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, it's all right. So it goes both ways, really. You can look at it from the end of the software developer, right? You have relatively easy things that you can do and implement, right? But there are things that have several chains that have to be... So there are things that have procedures that have to be followed, and there's a reason why there's procedure there, right? But in some cases, you do come across the bureaucracy that you feel like is unnecessary. So I think you get a bit of both. You can build something and then it's readily adopted by the city or by even, in some cases, government. It can be adopted and it's actually used. I think it depends on approach. And I think if there's communication between all stakeholders, there are things that are relatively flexible to implement. But on the part of government and city officials, there is some flexibility that can still be extended to developers and young people who want to implement solutions. So it's a matter of meeting in the middle.
Great. Let's say there's someone out there who wants to delve into this tech world or into tech. What skills or what problems do you suggest they jump onto?
Okay, so there are co-working spaces. There are co-working spaces that are available, like the Tech Village. And then there are a lot of free workshops that are also being done. Like over the weekend at the National Gallery, there are usually lessons for people who want to learn to code. And there will be a series of events that are also being held for people. Things like WordPress meetups for people who want to get into WordPress, software development meetups like For Loop. I know at some point we had Google developer groups in Bulawayo. So things like that really sort of like open up someone's mind to actually be able to see what is possible. And also meeting with people who are into the kind of work that you want to get into. So today presents an opportunity for people to meet other software developers. You can meet someone who is better than you at software development, who can help. We can meet someone who is less skilled than you, and then you can learn from. And really the thing with software is that it's a wide range of skills. Even if you're good in one part of software, you may not be good in another. So you can always benefit something from meeting and collaborating and sharing, which is the theme of today's meetup.
We are on the fourth industrial revolution. What can the government of Zimbabwe do to gear the next generation to be prepared for the fourth industrial revolution?
Okay, so there are a couple of challenges that I have come across myself. So we have, I think, I don't know at the moment because of currency reforms and things like that, but we had the most expensive internet in the world. So I think the second most expensive in Africa. So the thing is, an internet is an enabler. it enables so many things. If you have a good access to internet, people can learn online, people are able to process information faster, people are able to learn new things. It opens up a lot of opportunities. It's like transport. It's a gateway for commerce, it's a gateway for collaboration, it's a gateway for information to be shared. So it's important for information to be readily available. Then there are things that I found are difficult to do in Zimbabwe as a young person. If you look at the licensing cost, for example, if you want to set up an ISP, like according to current Portra's regulation, if your Wi-Fi exceeds 50 meters, you qualify, you're supposed to pay for a license. You're supposed to pay for a license because that's the radius that they give you. And again, I think it's a matter of engagement between, because in the past, conversations that have happened between Portras, they seem to listen a lot to what young people are saying. So again, it's a matter of lobbying them to say things could definitely happen faster if it was done this way. So it's really about removing those barriers to entry. Stuff like if you're registering a business, it shouldn't take you 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Should be able to complete that process within a few hours. Because at the end of the day, you're not in the business of registering businesses, but you want to get to the work you want to do. So things like that should be a lot simpler. And I feel like we have people who are capable of taking advantage of those opportunities and capable of activating other people to equally take advantage of those opportunities.
Okay. Interesting. We're in the city of Bulawayo.
Yes.
It was once an industrial hub.
Yes.
What can be done to revive, not maybe the whole industry, maybe a new model, a new business model, or a new side of the industry, probably a tech hub? How can, in your view, gear Bulawayo to be the next tech hub?
Well, the nice thing is that a lot of things are already to our advantage in Bulawayo. You spoke of it once being an industrial hub, and now, yes, we have fallen behind in terms of that. But what that has done is that we have relatively lower rates than other cities when it comes to space, for example. So some of these expenses are sort of like less. I think our accommodation is much less than the capital. So things like that can be taken advantage of. But there are things that are needed, like consistency of policy. You should be able to plan ahead to say, okay, if we're going to do this in the country, they won't be things that will change over time. So it's a matter of some of these policies being solid so that people can now do long-term planning. You need to be able to know that if you make an investment into a technology or a software business, over time things won't change and you have to replan. Because right now there are a lot of moving parts. You plan about A and you need to plan about B. A moves, you plan about C.
We've seen from your meetup today that there has been a response. How has been the response, according to you, from the community?
Well, based on previous events that I have attended that are to do with software, I actually like the response that we had today because we had a sizable number of people coming in and there was enthusiasm. Even for people who couldn't make it, we had a lot of reaction online. That is very encouraging because it shows that people are actually interested in coming to events like this. So it also gives the leeway to host further events and continually provide opportunities for people who want to learn about code, want to collaborate, to meet and to share.
I decided to be a member follow up like just after this interview. Yeah. What other benefits do I get for me being a member for follow up? And do I have to pay a sub?
Not at all. So ForLoop is a community, right? So it's sort of like everyone gives and everyone gets. So some of the benefits, one, there's collaboration. It's an Africa-wide community. So there have been many chapters opening all over the continent. We've got Zambia, which opened recently. We've got Tanzania. We've got Nigeria. We've got a lot of countries that are there. So what this has done is that it has afforded the opportunity for people within different countries to work together. And when you work with people from different countries, you get exposed to a lot of information, a lot of opportunities where you can see what the context is like in a different country. You also get to see challenges. And some challenges that we have here are not there in other countries. So it becomes flexible for you to sort of like work with people in other countries. And the beauty of software is that you can also work remotely. So where opportunities may be scarce in the country, you could always talk to fellow Forloop members in other countries to do work outside.
My last question is, where do you see Forloop in, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, firstly, I expect the membership to grow. I expect the membership to grow, and I'll divert a bit. The whole reason I joined Forloop as an individual was I wanted to increase that collaboration between developers, like working on open source and contributing to projects that may affect local people. So I in the future, I can see people working together and collaborating more to solve local issue, writing more code that can benefit Bulawayo or benefit Zimbabwe as a whole. And that's really the vision, to get people collaborating, to get people sharing, and to open more chapters across the country.
Thank you for sitting down with us and giving us this opportunity to chat.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you've learned more about collaboration, networking, and software development. If you're looking for co-working space or basically chatting to peers on how to write the next code, please reach out to Forloop Zimbabwe. Their info is on the screen right now. That's it for this week. See you in the next one.